Part 3. You will hear the chairman of a hotel and entertainment group giving a talk about the group's performance for the last year. For questions 12 to 20, complete the sentences using up to 3 words. You will hear the recording twice. You now have 1 minute to look at Part 3.
Good morning, everyone, and thank you for coming. I'll start by giving you a brief survey of the Roxford Hotel and Entertainment Group's performance last year. On the positive side, group profit before taxation increased by 41% to £383 million, with earnings per share up a record 52%. I'm pleased to be able to announce a final dividend of 9.6 pence, which represents an increase of 7.6% on the previous year. In the hotel division, the year saw operating profit rise by 17% to £171 million, as the recovery in overall trading, which began 2 years ago, continued. Underlying profit increased by 20%, compared with only 5% the year before. Although this is a considerable improvement, the figure is somewhat disappointing, as we had hoped to achieve a rise of 25%. The shortfall resulted from several negative factors. The most significant of them was that for much of the year, exchange rates were less favourable to us than in recent years. Clearly, this is something beyond our control, but fortunately, we've benefited from the trend of the past 2 months. A further negative factor was the fact that the entertainment division saw operating costs edge upwards last year, although these were partially offset by cuts in the workforce and the closure of some less profitable venues. This increase was necessary because of the extended opening hours in a number of new entertainment venues as part of our efforts to promote them and attract a wide range of customers. However, we fully expect that the profits from those establishments will more than compensate once they're well established. Turning now to our assets, our major investment last year was in launching a new chain of hotels. Unlike our existing establishments, which are mostly 4-star, these are in the budget category, and we intend to situate them close to major routes throughout Europe. The first ones opened late last year in Britain and France, and early indications are very encouraging. As for our established hotel chain, a thorough assessment of our UK properties revealed that 11 of them needed considerable capital investment to bring them up to the high standards that we've set ourselves. We therefore decided to stop managing these 11. 6 were sold and the other 5 leased to tenants, providing the group with a steady income and incurring no additional expenditure. Our remaining 35 hotels in the UK were refurbished at considerable cost. We also started a rolling programme to enhance the catering in those hotels, introducing new menus which use top quality ingredients. The response from customers has been positive, with turnover in the hotel restaurants rising by 12%. Measures were also taken to improve staff retention, which was low in comparison with the hotel sector as a whole. Our aim is to equal the industry norm by the end of this year and exceed it within 2 years. Now I'll turn to the entertainment division.
Now you will hear the recording again.
Good morning, everyone, and thank you for coming. I'll start by giving you a brief survey of the Roxford Hotel and Entertainment Group's performance last year. On the positive side, group profit before taxation increased by 41% to £383 million, with earnings per share up a record 52%. I'm pleased to be able to announce a final dividend of 9.6 pence, which represents an increase of 7.6% on the previous year. In the hotel division, the year saw operating profit rise by 17% to £171 million, as the recovery in overall trading, which began 2 years ago, continued. Underlying profit increased by 20%, compared with only 5% the year before. Although this is a considerable improvement, the figure is somewhat disappointing, as we had hoped to achieve a rise of 25%. The shortfall resulted from several negative factors. The most significant of them was that for much of the year, exchange rates were less favourable to us than in recent years. Clearly, this is something beyond our control, but fortunately, we've benefited from the trend of the past 2 months. A further negative factor was the fact that the entertainment division saw operating costs edge upwards last year, although these were partially offset by cuts in the workforce and the closure of some less profitable venues. This increase was necessary because of the extended opening hours in a number of new entertainment venues as part of our efforts to promote them and attract a wide range of customers. However, we fully expect that the profits from those establishments will more than compensate once they're well established. Turning now to our assets, our major investment last year was in launching a new chain of hotels. Unlike our existing establishments, which are mostly four-star, these are in the budget category, and we intend to situate them close to major routes throughout Europe. The first ones opened late last year in Britain and France, and early indications are very encouraging. As for our established hotel chain, a thorough assessment of our UK properties revealed that 11 of them needed considerable capital investment to bring them up to the high standards that we've set ourselves. We therefore decided to stop managing these 11. 6 were sold and the other 5 leased to tenants, providing the group with a steady income and incurring no additional expenditure. Our remaining 35 hotels in the UK were refurbished at considerable cost. We also started a rolling programme to enhance the catering in those hotels, introducing new menus which use top quality ingredients. The response from customers has been positive, with turnover in the hotel restaurants rising by 12%. Measures were also taken to improve staff retention, which was low in comparison with the hotel sector as a whole. Our aim is to equal the industry norm by the end of this year and exceed it within 2 years. Now I'll turn to the entertainment division.
That is the end of part 3.